recession, stagflation, inflation. Now, none of those words make the heart feel light. But we've invited a friend into the studio who always does, Gary Vaynerchuk, the proprietor of Wine Library and host of Wine Library TV. We're hoping that he'll help relieve some economic pressure with some advice on where you can spend your wine dollars. Pennies is even a better idea. Gary, always a pleasure to be with you.
I'm thrilled to be here. It's exciting.
Now, first time you've actually been in our studios with us.
Yes, you came to Wine Library in New Jersey.
Right, exactly.
We've done studio in New York, but first time I'm here, D.C.
Before we begin, how's business? Have you noticed the downturn most businesses
You know,
have?
We're starting to see a little bit less cases are now looking like six-packs. Some of the six-pack buyers are looking like four-pack buyers. We're definitely seeing it. You know, we're very proud of our anticipation skills at Wine Library, so we've been readjusting our buying for a while now. And I think that, you know, the stimulus plan in reverse has made people worry.
Yeah, because things must
be bad.
Oh, wait,
if they're giving us money back, well, we're dead.
Well, all right.
Let's get into the first wine. Now, we once talked about, not too long ago, the 2005 vintage in Bordeaux. And what we have here is a very nice 2005 value. It's a $10 wine that is mainly made from Cabernet and Merlot. Mm-hmm. The Chateau au Grand Paris. Now, what do you get?
This is really nice. Well, I would say apricot, a little bit of chocolate.
So I'm very on point with you on chocolate. I get really chocolate-covered black sour cherries.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, probably what I meant by apricot, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Isn't that good?
I like
that,
yeah.
This is a $10 Bordeaux.
I had forgotten that.
$10. Now, let's think about that for a minute. The euro is kicking the dollar's face in. I mean, this is like, you know, if we were even Steven, we're looking at a $6 wine.
This is amazing, actually.
Well, this is why the 2000...
Chateau en Grand Paris.
Correct. All right, let's move on.
It's a little Scotty dog.
Yeah, it has a little Scotty dog. It's from Spain. It's a Rioja. Mm-hmm. The Prado Ayala. Smell this. I'm excited to see what you think of the sniffy sniff.
Mmm, that's very good.
Now, do you get the vegetal fertilizer, maybe even a little sheep butt action?
Yeah. No,
do you embrace the sheep
butt? There's sheep butt, actually. Yeah, I'm a Midwestern boy. So.
That's right. Don't run. But let's be honest. This is a very barnyardy component to this nose. But I also get like black licorice on the back end.
This is quite a nice smell.
You like it?
Yes, I do.
You're a Midwest boy.
Yeah.
You can deal with it.
It's a gosh, yes.
Now, here's where it gets real fun.
Yeah?
Try it.
That's a whole lot of flavor, isn't it?
To me, this is food wine. The complexities, you pair this with short rib, with a steak, incredibly complex for the $10 or $12 price point. And I think when people are concerned about the economy, they still want to drink good wine. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason you have to go to 20 or 30. There's plenty of things between 8 and 12 still bringing the thunder. And again, two European wines going against a very bad ratio right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we're going to get real, real serious.
Okay.
Now, this is the 2004 Chateau Pavie. Yeah. This is a $130 retail bottle of wine.
Ooh.
It's predominantly Merlot. It's a very serious producer.
Before you chug a lug.
Because I want to chug a lug.
But we both chug a lug.
I talk a lot there. I want a reward.
Let me ask you what amounts to a philosophical question.
Yeah, please.
Somebody who buys art.
Yes.
At least you get to see it on the wall.
Correct.
Somebody who just puts money into a bank account, at least you get to see the zeros collect.
Fair.
For wine.
What's the play?
Yeah.
The play is that wine like this, we're drinking this Chateau Pavie, it is screaming at us, idiots, why are you drinking me now? This wine is going to hit its peak in 15 to 20 years.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I actually flip the switch on the art argument. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, if you have a wine cellar and you're spending that kind of money, people coming down and looking at your Romani Contis and your Chateau Petruses and all these special wines, you can have the showcase and the art of the label for 15 years, but then, listen, most art doesn't taste good. But after 10 or 15 years of, you know, impressing your friends or whatever you want to do with
I've had a couple of watercolors.
Have you?
And mixed media
Not too
bad.
Shabby, huh?
Yeah,
better than some wine you've had.
Right. A little bit. But
So the fact of the matter to me is it's the reverse. You get the art angle, but then you actually get to enjoy it at the end of the road. I mean, listen, I've looked at baseball cards, but, you know, I'm not going to eat my Johnny Bench rookie card.
Well, it is, wow. It is utterly smooth.
Yeah, it's a totally different dimension, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I think is incredible is the flavor profile. I don't know what you get, but I get this incredible coffee, you know, mocha. Yeah. Like, I just opened my mouth and Starbucks punched me in it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
that's what I feel like when I taste that wine. Yeah. You can tell the wine is angry because it's bringing some back-end tannin structure. Mm-hmm. Again, decanting. Let's talk about that real quick. Decanting this wine for 5 to 7 to 10 hours.
We opened it up a couple hours.
Yes, and listen, yeah. I'll be very honest with you. I'm far from angry at this wine. It's pretty beautiful.
It's wonderful. Yeah, yeah, it's terrific.
Now, the last wine.
Yeah.
This is the 2005 yeah. Turkey Flat Shiraz from Barossa, a very well-known producer. Great color. Give it a sniffy
Barossa?
Sniff. From Barossa Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Australia.
This is almost raisiny.
That was the best thing you've said so far about wine. I'm being dead serious.
Really?
You nailed it. This is extremely raisiny on the nose. I also get a little bit of like a lilac floral component on the back end.
Mm-hmm. This is wonderful.
Would you say that's your favorite of the bunch?
That's my favorite by far.
I mean, yeah. Really, right? Exploding with fruit.
Yeah.
To me, this is like riding the rainbow of Skittles. Just like candy, Big League
this is
Chew.
Just, no, this is just
massive.
This is just amazing, yeah.
You want to get real excited?
Yeah.
$39.99.
Let me see that label. Really?
Absolutely. Isn't
you
that awesome?
You set that up. That's
I didn't
amazing.
Set it up. It's just a great wine. Now you're looking at what I'm really talking about, which is a wine that is great for this time. Mm-hmm. When people drink serious wines and they're making money and things get tightened up.
Yeah.
They still want to drink great wine.
Yeah.
But maybe you walk away from the $100 wines and you drink some more $40 wines. Now there's sea of $40 wine that doesn't compete with this wine or the other wines or even the first $10 wines we had.
I'm just going to take the
you're going to drink a little more Shiraz.
Take the turkey flat around here like that. All right, Gary, wonderful to see you. And
great to see you too.
One last bit into our bucket.
And I drank that part.
Gary Vaynerchuk, read his new book, 101 Wines Guaranteed to Inspire, Delight, and Bring Thunder to Your World. Thanks so much, Gary.
This was awesome.
And you can watch us taste a variety of other wines with Gary. Find out more about his wine picks in a special variety called the Norton Grape, Norton, at npr.org.